KTDK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station. It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Would you turn down your TV?
I don't touch it. I just walk in here.
Well, turn it on.
You're in a radio station.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Gosh.
The assistant program.
Do we have to go through this every day at noon?
I didn't notice it was on.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I didn't notice it, Mr. Super Hearing.
Unless
you're like a super dog. You've got super hearing.
Unless we've hired Wolf Blitzer, I don't think that's supposed to be on our show today.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates, and I guess we'll let you vote on it. One more week at 888-787-1310.
I think the quality of voting has really deteriorated just in the last month. It was great before then.
Oh, yeah. I think it's deteriorated in the last 12 years.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That's a good time frame.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this week's e-break has been impacted by the departure of one Shoopy Groobs, the man who used to run the board for Bad Radio.
Who's on their board now?
You're about to find out.
Oh.
I don't know if this is a permanent thing. I don't think it is, but several different people, at least Jake, filled in this week. But because of that, Jake filling in for Shoopy, that put TC doing the Ticket Top 10 at night, which also meant that he had to do Ticket Tickers along with doing the Top 10.
An admitted weak spot for him.
And is this from Tuesday?
Yes.
Yeah, this is his first ever ticket ticker shift in his life.
I thought his copy was pretty good, because TC is a sports savant. I mean, he goes and researches stats and stuff like that. But his engineering of the ticket ticker was not quite on par, and then the dismount was really rough. So let's listen to TC and his first ticket ticker.
Spinecare.com.
What?
All right, so there. That's how it got started. Now, we should say that one of the difficulties here is you have to run your own board when you're doing this, right?
Yeah, for the top 10 ticker. They are the only person in the building.
Okay, well, why can't he hear that his own voice is buried?
Don't worry about that.
I think he's trying to read copy, and then you got to look down and figure out, okay, I got to bring down the music, bring up my mic. Let's go ahead and listen to that one more time.
Spinecare.com.
Somewhere in there is TC.
Prospect DeMarcus Cousins, the former Kentucky Wildcat, is averaging 18-11, and in just 2 years has already gotten Coach Westfall fired. I cannot wait to see where this goes. That's the ticket ticker, and it is brought to you by, this all seems a lot more easy and seamless when it's someone else doing it. It's a ticket ticker brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. Live flowering plants can add curb appeal to your home with a burst of color. 99 Cents Only Stores has a variety of 4-inch live flowering plants for only 99.99 cents each. Your next ticket ticker will be at 7:50. I'm TC Fleming, riding the P1s to B1. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Thank you, TC. So,
poor TC.
The price went up $99 by the end of that copy somehow.
99.99 cents.
Was his mic always that low throughout the evening doing tickers?
It got better, right?
It struggled. It struggled. Hmm. The good news is he responded to coaching last night.
Good.
I'll tell you that.
How did he respond to it? By crying?
No, he performed better last night.
All right. It's a tough job.
It is.
Doing this.
It
is. For the first time.
Indeed.
So hang in there, TC. And hang in there, Jake, who was then working the board where Shoopy used to work for the Hardline and for Bad Radio. And let's say this is just sounder confusion. And it also happened on a traffic report that Doyle King was trying to fight through. So listen to this comedy.
444. And remember, Dr. Booth will beat any price on Intralasik in the Metroplex. Call 214-328-0444 for your free consultation.
Stick it up your tailpipe!
We have an accident working on southbound 35 in Fort Worth.
Let's try that again, Doyle.
Now it's on. Yeah.
What the hell? God.
So he was screaming through the glass, and then all of a sudden his microphone was on. Okay, there it is.
So that's Jake running board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With some sounder confusion, and then as he tries it again with Doyle, he leaves his microphone off.
Oh, wow. That's tough, too, because Jake's running and having all these new elements right. that he's never done before, traffic right. beds and such.
And for some reason, our board's not real board operator friendly.
You know, the thing about that, I think it's touchy. I think that the faders are not very consistent.
No,
they have
not.
That weird threshold in
they're
there
not.
Where they all of a sudden go from 0 to 60 in like just a little tap of the fader.
Yeah, kind of.
Or
another
okay, screw my explanation.
Successful element of well, a successful move to Victory Park.
Successful? We're getting there. We're getting there.
Successful. All right, and that brings us to one Anderson Cooper of CNN, who, in talking about Dingus Day,
something Anderson celebrates,
doing a feature.
He says Dingus Day should be kept in his heart every day.
I don't think he said that, but he did have problems after a report on Dingus Day in Buffalo and what the tradition is there.
Says Dingus can be traced back to a medieval word meaning worthy, proper, or suitable. And here's how you celebrate Dingus Day.
The quirky little rituals include boys sprinkling girls that they fancy with water, and the girls striking back with a tap from a pussy willow branch.
I'm not going to let you do this on this. All right. That's so stupid. It's really so stupid. I know. It sounds like a bunch of waterlogged drunk people hitting.
That's pretty amazing.
Oh, man, that's funny.
1:15 on the hang time there.
It is so funny why laughter is so infectious.
That laugh.
What was he saying? I'm not going to let you do this to me?
Yeah.
Who was he talking to? His producer?
His producer for that.
I think that's
bite.
When he got up out of his chair and walked away a little bit, thinking, we're not going to have another one of these things on YouTube.
All right, so is it TC, Jake, or Anderson Cooper? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello.
Hello.
Give me the triple gay Anderson Cooper and his pussy willow branch.
Okay,
all right.
Man.
Let's not call him that, sir.
Very unconfirmed as of yet.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
I'll vote for the Anderson Cooper squirrel laugh. And, Rich, a good strong vote for John Garrett to be the new board op.
Who's that?
It's somebody that
Jason's
we just
brother.
Hired here. No?
Okay.
Somebody we just hired here.
Oh. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Is he doing well?
I guess that's an Anderson Cooper
Anderson?
Vote, I guess.
I guess
I don't know.
So.
It started out that way. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I would like to vote responsibly for the old lesbian TC Fleming. I love him out of Georgia.
He's
did you understand
telling
any
you
that?
Of that?
I just heard
the
end
TC
of it.
Yeah, TC voted for TC.
Oh, TC. Oh, okay.
And then he said he loved you madly.
Oh, well, that's nice. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hail to the queen. It's got to be Anderson Cooper.
Okay. Thank you.
Jeez.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Good morning. We have to always vote anytime for Doyle King anytime he's there, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
Who are you? What are you doing?
You met her at Ticket Stock. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Anderson Cooper has never tapped a Pussy Willow branch in his life.
Okay.
All right. And we have a winner, wow. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
We want to hear
says,
some of that again.
Dingus can be traced back to a medieval word meaning worthy, proper, or suitable. And here's how you celebrate Dingus Day.
The quirky little rituals include boys sprinkling girls that they fancy with water, and the girls striking back with a tap from a Pussy Willow branch.
I'm not going to let you do this on. Sorry. It's so stupid. It's really so stupid.
The last time that he had his Giggle Fest?
He certainly did. I don't know, but we need to splice both of the Giggle Fests back to back.
Oh, gosh. Take up half the show.
It'd be funny, though.
So that's two wins for Anderson
two
Cooper.
Two wins, he ties Ducey, Heather Hayes, and Steve Eager. Oops.
Wow.
All Fox 4 people.
What a TV lineup there. 8-11 here.
He and Ducey have something in common, too, other than just...
They're both on TV?
I guess more than a few things.
Had the same job for a long time.
No, I'll tell you off air.
They're human beings?